From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, one of the most intriguing questions to emerge from the 2006 World Cup. Why did some Dutch soccer fans, some say as many as 1,000, watch their team's victory over Ivory Coast last Friday in their underwear? The reason? Their underwear was not sponsored by a brewery. What they had on over their underwear was, so they had to take it off. A little background here. Budweiser has pouring rights at the World Cup. Heineken sponsors the Dutch Football Association. But another beer, Bavaria, makes orange pants. Pierre Swinkels, manager of the Dutch brewery Grossbrouwerij Bavaria, joins us right now from Holland. And tell us about the orange pants.
Well, we in Holland, we introduced these lederhosen. It's a kind of pants, orange pants with a tail. And we introduced that in the supermarkets, and we've sold about 250,000 of them, and thousands of supporters are going to the stadiums in Germany with their orange lederhosen on.
Now, let's try to draw a picture for people. Lederhosen, of course, are sort of short pants, but with suspenders, I guess, attached to them. And that's all orange, and then your pants also have a tail on them.
Yeah, it has a tail, and the tail refers to the lion, because the lion is the symbol of the Dutch team.
So there they were. Was it in Stuttgart that they were?
It was in Stuttgart, yes.
Yeah. And hundreds of Dutch soccer fans arrive wearing their orange lederhosen with lion's tails on them, courtesy of Bavaria beer, and they were told to take them off.
Yeah, they were asked to take them off, and there were a lot of fans standing there literally in their underwear, and they were sent into the stadium with their underwear on.
And what's the reasoning exactly for? I realize it wasn't your reasoning, you were against this, but the idea was they were wearing an advertisement into the
On the lederhosen, because there's Bavaria on the lederhosen, the FIFA says that this is not possible because Budweiser is our sponsor.
Well, did FIFA have a point here that perhaps one or two people wearing their orange lederhosen with lion's tails might be an individual choice, but hundreds bordering on 1,000 would constitute a human advertisement for your beer, an advertisement that your brewery has not paid for.
But I can understand that if it was ambush marketing, if we are really distributing them at the stadiums, then I think the FIFA is right. But now people are just buying a piece of clothes. Like, it's the same like, for example, Adidas is the main sponsor of the FIFA, mm-hmm. and I have my Nike shoes on, and I cannot go into the stadium because I have Nike shoes on. And in my opinion, that's the same as, they are wearing a Bavaria lederhosen. So why not going into a stadium with a Bavaria lederhosen if you also can wear your Nike shoes?
What do you think about the idea of people being required to go in their underwear or not go in at all? I mean, should FIFA be prepared with substitute clothing for them to wear in that case, or Adidas shorts, or Budweiser shorts,
or for example, that they ask people to take it off, but that people really can get it back after the game? And yeah, in my opinion, people paid for it in the supermarket, so in fact, literally seen it is it theft?
You mean that people's people's orange lederhosen with the lion tails were actually confiscated from them at the World Cup? So these people were actually leaving the stadium. They were going back to their hotel or wherever they were staying, also in their underwear.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you thought of orange underwear for the next
game? Well, probably for the next game we are going to distribute the orange underwear.
Pierre Swinkels, thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay.
That's Pierre Swinkels, who is the chairman of the Bavaria Brewery in Holland, which is not the sponsor of the Dutch National Football Association, nor does it have pouring rights at the World Cup, but the brewery does sell a mean set of pants.